الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 85 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan Part 4. Attar Supplication. O Lord of the Beloved Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the booklet 85 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan Part 4, grant them the goodness of this world and the hereafter, and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The excellence of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu anhu relates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam once came outside, and I began walking behind him. He went to a garden and proceeded to prostrate. This prostration was so lengthy that I began to think perhaps Allah had taken his soul. I came nearer and looked closely. When he raised his head, he asked, O Abdul Rahman, what is the matter? I explained what had alarmed me. He then declared, Jibra'il said to me, does it not make you joyous that Allah announced, I shall send mercy upon whoever recites salat upon you, and as for those who send salam upon you, I shall send peace upon them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sent to Gujarat from Medina. The exegete of the noble Qur'an, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan al-Naimi rahmatullahi alayh, visited Mecca and Medina 7 times. After one Hajj, he stayed in Medina for a lengthy period. Basking in the blissful atmosphere, he longed to find a way in which he could live in Medina permanently. A man who lived near Masjid al-Nabawi had a dream in which he beheld the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, tell Ahmad Yar Khan to go to Gujarat and begin working on a tafsir. When news of this reached Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, he was elated. I was ordered to go to Gujarat by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself. He exclaimed, now Gujarat has become Medina for me. An introduction to Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh. Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayh, was a true devotee of the Prophet, a proficient scholar of Islam, Sufi and exegete of the noble Quran. He was a widely appreciated figure and his works are world renowned. Why would this not be the case? When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself ordered Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi to write a tafsir. Two of his works of exegesis gained special acclaim, Tafsir Nurul Irfan and Tafsir Naimi. The latter was not completed in his lifetime, as he passed away after finishing 11 parts. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh was a leading scholar and hadith expert of his time. Reading his work, one sees love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam flowing from every letter, whether commenting on a Quranic verse or explaining a hadith. He never let an opportunity pass to praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. His ability to provide examples steeped in rational and textual sciences to their respective audiences leaves the unbiased reader amazed. This booklet consists of points derived from Tafsir Nurul Irfan. May Allah send mercy and blessings upon the Mufti's resting place and allow us to benefit from his teachings. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. 9 beautiful points from Surah Al-Kahf. Number 1. In the terminology of the Sufis, a good deed is that which is done to please Allah Almighty and his messenger. Therefore, prayer with ostentation is a misdeed. Whilst eating, drinking, sleeping, and even staying awake become good deeds if done to please Allah Almighty. Number 2. Allah Almighty is more gracious to His beloved Prophet than parents are to their children. He looks after His beloved Prophet in every matter. Number 3. It is better to build a masjid near the righteous, as prayer is more readily accepted there. Number 4. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam cherishes the poor who are pious. This is because their hearts are broken and the beloved is the hope of broken hearts. Cure for obstinacy. Number 5. Whoever does not accept proofs or explanation hurts nobody but himself. In fact, the remedy for stubbornness is Allah's punishment. Number 6. To forget one's sins in the way of the outcasts, the righteous forget their good deeds and remember their sins instead. Always bear in mind your own sins and others' good deeds. Important information concerning travelling to seek knowledge. Number 7. Travelling to acquire knowledge is a sunnah of the noble prophets alayhi salam. It is also a sunnah to journey to one's teacher and not call them to one's home to teach. It is better to wish for abundant knowledge. It is good to keep belongings with oneself when travelling, and advantageous to have a good travel companion. One must respect their teacher and not object to them. Knowledge is not only in books, but also found in a teacher's company. Being around the righteous has the same effect as alchemy. An insignificant piece of iron in the hand of an artisan can become a valuable tool. An average person can become exceptional through good company. Number 8. 4 kings ruled over the entire world. 2 were believers, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dhulqarnain radiallahu anhu. 2 were disbelievers, Nebuchadnezzar and Nimrud. Dhulqarnain radiallahu anhu attained his name from the fact he travelled the east and west, the two horns, Qarnain of the sun. Number 9. More misfortunate than the evildoer is the person who puts much effort into good deeds, yet none of them help him. He instead lives his life believing himself to be virtuous. We seek refuge in Allah Almighty. 9 wonderful points from Surah Maryam. Number 10. It is better to mention one's shortcomings and inability when supplicating. One way in which supplications are accepted is by mentioning the previous favours of Allah Almighty, and this is a sunnah of the noble prophets alayhi salam. By doing this, one makes the blessings of Allah Almighty a means to attain more. Number 11. The protection of a prophet is a sanctuary from Allah's punishment. Number 12. A son's good conduct towards his father entails him striving hard or praying for the latter's guidance. Number 13. Worshipping Allah Almighty distances misfortune and leads to good fortune. Number 14. The root of every sin is laziness regarding prayer. This lethargy has various forms. Not offering prayer, not offering it on time, not reading in congregation without reason, consistently not praying and offering prayer ostentatiously, etc. Number 15. Those who denied Allah's glory still did not name any of the idols Allah. When nothing can even be a partner with Allah Almighty in name, how can anything be a partner with Him in action? Before the arrival of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah Almighty did not name any Prophet or Saint Muhammad. This sacred name is also unique. Number 16. On the Day of Judgment, disbelievers will be like criminals presented before a judge, whilst believers will be like honourable guests before a gracious host. All will be there, albeit subject to varying treatment. Number 17. Ascribing children to Allah Almighty is such a severe sin that if He were to inflict His wrath for this, the sky would tear apart and mountains would shatter. Number 18. A sign of a saint is people calling him such and a natural inclination for one to be with him. Four delightful points from Surah Taha. Number 19. When love and decorum compete, love overwhelms decorum. The latter stipulates for one to speak concisely, whilst love calls for one to speak to their beloved at length, prolonging the conversation as long as possible. Number 20. Magic does not alter the reality. It affects the mind and eyes of the onlooker. Number 21. One's beard should be 4 fingers in length, which comes within one's grasp. This is the sunnah of the noble prophets, alayhi mussalam. Number 22. On the day of judgment, disbelievers shall have a number of visible signs. Their faces will be blackened, eyes blue, and hands tied. Their book of deeds will be in their left hands. The believer's condition will be opposite to this. On that day, everybody will see who believed or disbelieved. 13 remarkable points from Surah Al-Anbiya. Number 23. Whoever openly says the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is a normal human like himself is worse than a disbeliever. Saying a prophet is a normal human like others is the root of disbelief. All other disbelief branches from this. Number 24. It is a crime to be ignorant of matters pertaining to Islam. Understanding them is compulsory. Number 25. If a believer is sinful, Allah Almighty is still pleased with him on the basis of his faith, as the sinful will also receive intercession. Number 26. Angels tremble in awe of Allah Almighty despite being infallible, i.e. masoom. Remember, khashya refers to fearing Allah's majesty, whilst ishfaq is fear of his independence and the fact he does as he wills. Fearing Allah Almighty is a pillar of faith possessed by all prophets, saints and angels. The stronger the faith, the more one fears Allah Almighty. Number 27. Every creature subsists on water or is born from sperm. Everything originates from water, such that the earth and sky was made from this. The earth and sky are foam and vapour respectively. Number 28. The noble Sufis say a moment of contemplation, I self-accounting, is greater than 1,000 years of inattentive dhikr. Number 29. Death tastes sweet to devotees and unsavory to the negligent. Like a railway, death takes some to their beloved and others to incarceration. Number 30. The noble prophets, alayhi mussalam, were tasked to convey commands and not to convince, as the latter is per the will of Allah Almighty. Whoever does not benefit from words of advice is deaf, blind and dead, even if he has these faculties visibly. Number 9. Prophet Ibrahim's mother was a believer. No prophet's mother was a polytheist. His father was Tariq and his uncle Azar. When Sayyiduna Ibrahim was placed in the fire lit by Nimrud, a spark from it killed Azar. After his death, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam never prayed for his forgiveness. He did pray for the forgiveness of his parents, even after becoming a parent himself. Number 10. The wind would blow in whatever direction Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam ordered. This means we can say that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, ordered for the moon to split, for the sun to return, and for it to rain, etc. These orders were bestowed by Allah Almighty. Number 11. Expressing one's need is also supplication, and so is praising Allah Almighty. One should ensure to do the latter during their supplications. Number 12. Whoever wants the supplications to be accepted should do the following three things. Not to delay in performing good deeds, supplicate to Allah at all times, and humble oneself before Him. Number 13. Ya'juj and Ma'juj are two human tribes. They are so numerous that they comprise nine parts of humanity, and the one remaining part is the rest of humankind. They will drink all rivers dry when they emerge. 15 fascinating points from Surah Al-Hajj. Number 1. The womb of a mother is not a place of permanent comfort, but a temporary abode. In the same way, the world is not an everlasting home, but a place to escape from. We were placed in our mother's womb so our body may develop to a point of perfection. We were placed in this world so our spirits may be perfected. Number 2. Youth is from the beginning of puberty to 13 years of age. In this time, one's intellect develops to a point of excellence. Number 3. Faith leads to paradise, and good actions lead to attaining bounties and high ranks there. Number 4. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, can see everything and everyone in the skies and the earth. He watches the acts of worship and actions they carry out. He himself declared our bowing, prostration, humility and concentration are not hidden from him. He knows the inward and outward actions of every believer until the day of judgment. Number 5. Clothing of fire, being made to bathe in and drink scorching hot water, being struck with iron clubs, this is the punishment that will be inflicted upon the disbelievers. Allah Almighty has kept believers safe from this. Some believers will go to hell to be cleansed of their sin, like tarnished gold placed in a fire. Number 6. The Kaaba was first made by Prophet Adam alayhi salam. It disappeared during the flood of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Later, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded to build the Kaaba. Number 7. It is a sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam to sweep the masjid, keep it clean and beautify it. This is also an esteemed act of worship. Number 8. The noble prophets alayhi salam were granted the miracle of being able to project their voice across the east and west, such that all could hear, whether present in existence or not. Some saints also did this, but as a saintly marvel. Number 9. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam always offered ritual sacrifices in Medina. Number 10. Previous nations also performed ritual sacrifices. This is an ancient act of worship. Number 11. Regarding cows and camels used for ritual sacrifice, it is permissible to adorn and walk them around, as this is to respect a sign of Allah Almighty. Etiquettes of Qurbani. Number 12. Respecting the signs of Allah Almighty is at the core of faith. In terms of Qurbani, this entails one feeding an animal to be used in sacrifice well, such that it becomes stout, sacrificing it wholeheartedly, not riding it without reason, not drinking its milk, and to consume its meat after sacrifice, whilst deeming it to be blessed. Number 13. One should visit the resting places of the saints, as seeing a pleasant atmosphere there encourages one to perform good deeds. To develop more fear of Allah Almighty, one can visit places where disbelievers were punished. To grow in hope, visit the graves of the righteous where mercy descends. Number 14. Disbelievers have physical sight, but not spiritual. Physical sight is from the eyes of one's head, while spiritual sight is from the eyes of the heart. Guidance hinges on spiritual sight, and its goal is the dhikr of Allah Almighty. Number 15. The face reflects the heart. What is within the latter is revealed on the former. The sign of a believer is that their face lights up when Allah Almighty and His Messenger are praised, whereas the faces of disbelievers distort at this instead. 11 noteworthy points from Surah Al-Mu'minun. Number 1. Our body is a trust from Allah Almighty. Sinning with it is to betray this trust. Number 2. There are three ways to protect one's prayer. First, it must be offered consistently. Second, it must be offered on time. And third, it must be performed with all wajib, sunnah and mustahab actions. Offering prayer itself is one thing, but establishing and protecting it is something else entirely. In the Sufi way, protecting one's prayer entails avoiding any sin that destroys good deeds. Earning money is one thing, but taking care of it after that is another. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to look after our prayer, fast, and Hajj, etc., until we pass away. May He let us take these provisions with us in well-being to our ultimate destination. Number 3. Inheritance is a sturdy form of ownership. It cannot be revoked, invalidated, or broken. Number 4. Disbelief uproots intellect. As polytheists worship trees and stones, yet made excuses when it came to believing in a human as a prophet. They mistakenly believed humans were too weak to carry out the duties of prophethood. Number 5. If one attains worldly bounties despite sinning, they are a punishment from Allah, just as temporary worldly problems are a special mercy of Allah Almighty for those who perform good deeds. Prophets and saints experienced one difficulty after another. Number 6. A significant act of worship is to attain pure and lawful food. By this, one gains delight in their acts of worship. Number 7. Piety does not connote leaving delicious food. Rather, it is to avoid the unlawful. Number 8. The more a believer raises in rank, the more they fear Allah. Number 9. Fearing the day of judgment makes a person righteous. Not fearing that day is what leads to every sin. Number 10. Even disbelievers knew the messenger of Allah's supplication removed calamities. Whoever claims to be Muslim yet turns away from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is more foolish than those disbelievers. Number 11. Allah Almighty is Lord of everything in creation. Yet etiquette demands that one should mention His Lordship regarding the honourable things He made. Do not call upon Him as Lord of the disbelievers. Instead, call upon Him as the Lord of the Prophet Muhammad. 13 radiant points from Surah An-Nur. Number 1. Lady Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, do not seat your women uncovered upon balconies. Teach them regarding spinning wheels and Surah An-Nur. Sayyiduna Umar bin Al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wrote, instructing the people of Kufa to teach their women Surah An-Nur. Number 2. Lady Aisha radiallahu anha is higher in rank than Lady Maryam rahmatullahi alayha. The latter was testified for by Prophet Isa alayhi salam, whilst the former's integrity was testified for by Allah Almighty Himself. Number 3. It is impermissible to enter the home of a Muslim without permission. As for the home of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, even angels were not allowed to enter it without permission. Number 4. Allah Almighty loves the acts of worship of a person entrapped in worldly activities. Number 5. Every creature glorifies Allah Almighty in its own unique way, which it is naturally aware of, just as animals eat varying foods out of natural disposition. For example, dogs do not eat grass and sheep do not eat meat. Number 6. A prime minister's jurisdiction extends as far as the king's dominion. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is like the prime minister of Allah's kingdom. The beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the prophet for whoever Allah Almighty is lord of. One of Allah's attributes is him being Lord of all worlds. And one of the beloved Prophet's qualities is him being a mercy for all worlds. Number 7. A law of nature is one thing and divine power another. We are bound by laws of nature, but Allah Almighty is not. The law of nature says fire burns. But the fact that fire did not burn Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is due to Allah's divine power. In the same fashion, the law of nature says that everyone is born from sperm. However, the creation of some without sperm is due to Allah's divine power. Number 8. Jinn have 4 hands and feet. Yet they walk on 2 feet like humans and also have children. Number 9. Unconditionally obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger and accept their every order. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is to be obeyed absolutely. Obeying the Prophet's orders is a must in every time and place. It is not a must to obey anybody else unconditionally. Rather, permissible and impermissible. Injunctions should be followed or rejected respectively. It should be borne in mind that obedience will also be to Allah Almighty, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the ruler, but emulation is only for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 10. The Siddiqi Caliphate lasted 2 years and 3 months, the Faruqi 10 years and 6 months, the Uthmani 12 years, and the Alawi 4 years and 9 months. The Caliphate of Imam Hassan was 6 months long. Number 11. If one has a young daughter or his mother etc. at home, he should notify them of his arrival as he enters. If only his wife is at home, he does not need to do this, as there is no veil between husband and wife. Number 12. Allah Almighty teaches us how to show decorum to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In fact, He created laws regarding this that must always be acted upon. Number 13. The Prophet's intercession is completely true, as Allah Almighty ordered him to intercede. This intercession is for believers. whereas disbelievers are deprived of it. 11 splendid points from Surah Al-Furqan. Number 1. The noble Qur'an contains news of the unseen, which is proof of its veracity. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, having knowledge of the unseen by Allah's permission and informing others of this, is proof of his prophethood. Whoever objects to the Prophet's knowledge of the unseen is objecting to his prophethood. Number 2. Reflect on the foolishness of the disbelievers who considered rocks and trees to be deities, yet made excuses when it came to accepting prophethood. They erroneously demanded to see divine attributes in a prophet who neither ate, drank, or walked in the marketplace. Number 3. Only the ritually pure can enter masajid. To reach the court of Allah Almighty, one's heart must be clean. To cleanse the body, one must use water. To cleanse the heart, one must love Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 4. Hell has intellect, senses, and the faculties of seeing and hearing. It can distinguish between disbeliever and believer. When seeing disbelievers, it will rage and become angered. Upon seeing believers, it will cool for them. Number 5. Sinful believers will be extracted from hell in a form resembling burnt charcoal. They will then sprout in the water of paradise the way greenery grows in a field. Number 6. Our acts of worship and those of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are profoundly different. When travelling on a ship, passengers board in order to reach the other shore, whilst the captain boards to take them across. Therefore, passengers pay to travel, whilst the pilot is paid. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his ummah are all aboard the ship of Islam. The ummah is on board to reach the other side, whilst the Prophet is on board to take them across. Number 7. Denying intermediation is the way of disbelievers. Number 8. Intellect, which does not allow one to recognize Allah Almighty and His Messenger, is in fact not intelligence at all, but foolishness. Recognizing them is not solely a matter of intellect, but depends upon the grace of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was recognized by stones and even dry wood, yet Abu Jahl did not recognize him. These deniers of Allah Almighty and His Messenger are worse than animals. This is because animals still praise Allah Almighty, listen to and acknowledge their master who gives them fodder, know what things bring harm or benefit, and identify their own homes. But disbelievers do not know any of this. Number 9. Bones are made from the father's sperm, whilst flesh arises from the mother's egg. This is why lineage is traced paternally and not maternally. Number 10. When understanding Quranic injunctions, one must rely on intellect or emulation of the independent jurists. When it comes to serving the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, to whom the noble Quran was revealed, one must put the intellect aside. Number 11. Asking for a religious position is a beloved action. It is also permissible to ask for worldly leadership if need requires, as long as this is not done to appease the carnal self. How this work was compiled. When working on this series, Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan, an original published copy and 163 by Naimi Kutubkhana was taken as a source. Honorifics were added after the mention of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the other prophets alayhi musallam, the noble companions radiyallahu anhum, and saints rahimahumullah. References were provided after each pearl of wisdom. All ahadith mentioned by the author during his exegesis were referenced. Difficult words were explained via brackets, and at various places their pronunciation was made apparent with diacritics. The wording of some points discussing complex matters was simplified for ease of reading. Some pearls of wisdom were mentioned in a summarized form. Headings were added to emphasize certain points upon the reader. At select places, beneficial points encouraging readers to perform pious acts, etc., were included from the weekly booklet study department, relative to the subject matter. Effort was made to ensure only points which could be quotes on their own were included here. If a point needed a sacred Quranic verse to be mentioned for it to be understood, it was not added herein. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.